Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Stevie Dan bringing us back. That's Peg. Yeah, if you're looking that up in iTunes, that's the name of that song, Peg. It's a great, one of the greats, one of the classics. Stevie Dan, welcome back. I'm Jim Blasingame. That's what my kids call me. They tell me I'm kind of classic. Well, that's how I interpret what they call me. I say, you know, what they really meant was that I'm classic. And I won't tell you what they say, but Ivan Meisner's with us. He's our good friend. He has some sons and daughters too. And Ivan, do you ever have to interpret how they refer to you?
When my oldest turned 17, she said to me, and this is not a joke, she said to me, "Dad, you're not only not with it, you're not even near it."
It's kind of hard to reinterpret that, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is.
Anyway, welcome back. We're glad you're here, folks. Ivan, thank you for continuing to be with us. Folks, he's the founder of Business Network International, BNI.com. And we're talking about your second quarter 2011 survey of economic conditions, a global survey that you asked folks about. And part of what you did, and this is an interesting way to report this, part of what you did was just to tell people, what's on your mind? What are you thinking about? And then you compiled those thoughts into six things that popped up the most often, right?
That's right. We basically had an optional question that wasn't required. There were only four questions, like, you know, where are you at? What's your profession? You know, is business improving? Do you plan on hiring? That was it.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last, and so when I say 2 minutes, that's if you go slow. The last question was an optional question. It was, feel free to offer any comments or stories you'd like to share about how you're doing in business today compared to this time last year. And man, did we get stories.
Huh.
So what we did was a text analysis on it to see what were the topics that popped up the most. And these were the six topics, what you mentioned earlier, were the six topics that tended to pop up the most, starting with government regulation. And I got to say right up front, BNI is very adamant about not getting involved in politics and religion. We do not take positions on politics. We do not take positions on religion. So the survey gave me a little bit of a quandary because if government regulation, you know, politics, and it came up high as an issue. And so although this is something we do not cover as a company, I felt compelled to report the results of the survey. And it sure popped up. As a matter of fact, my favorite comment was a business owner that said, "I am sick and tired of politics and power trips." I love that comment.
I can relate to that, can't you?
I can, yeah, absolutely. And the other things they talked about, which was tax increases killing business, serious government intervention, the loss of tax credit, mismanagement of government programs, serious regulation. These were all direct quotes from respondents to the survey about some of the difficulties in going through the economy.
Now you've listed that as number one in your list of six. Was that because it was the most often brought up?
No, that's a good point. This wasn't rank ordered. However, I would have to say it was probably one of the top two or three issues that popped up.
So people are really. And you know, I think that's something that you gave 1,500 people an opportunity to spout off, and many of them spouted off in irritation to the government. That's something politicians should pay attention to, isn't it?
Well, one would think so, and it wasn't just in North America. The respondents had very similar comments globally, all around the world. We got this government regulation.
Right. What? And the next one.
This is not an American issue.
The next one was changing target markets. What does that mean?
Well, changing target markets, a lot of people, you know, some of these are sort of negative things like the government regulation. Other things are really kind of positive where some people were commenting on the fact that they've had to change their target markets, but by doing so, they've stayed more successful. One person said they've changed their target market to one that's both got a greater need and a willingness to do something different.
Hmm.
So it's that.
So you got the idea that they were excited about how things were changing?
No, it's not the no, that's not what I got. But I got that they were willing to make the change in order to continue to thrive in business.
So they were seeing they the positive there though is that they were actually saying, you know, we have to change.
Right, they're looking for opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
You know, making lemons out of making lemonade out of lemons.
Right, right, right. Well, that's good. That's good. I like hearing that.
On the other side of it, there was a number of people that felt that the uncertainty for business was very frustrating, and that they had to, they were really forced to be in a situation to change rapidly, which is not necessarily a bad thing, but that's, that came up over and over again.
Well, and the disrupting effect of technology is impacting a lot of businesses. And
yeah, technology, absolutely. Although that didn't pop up much in the survey, I could tell you from personal experience that technology is a very challenging.
Well, it's a two-edged sword. It's a lever, and it's also a disruptor. And you have to wind up getting on the lever side as quick as you can. What about the credit crunch?
Credit crunch was one that I just didn't expect. I had not expected. There were a lot of observations about the credit crunch. One complaint really resonated with me. The respondent said, listen, I've got great credit, but Amex has dropped my credit line by more than 50% in
right.
the last 2 years, and it's
right.
hard to run a business without a proper credit line.
Mm-hmm.
And I have great credit, me personally, and yet, you know, it's happened to me as well. I
yep.
can't imagine somebody who's really having difficult times and how they're getting through.
On an editorial note, it's a little bit irritating to see how the big banks have gotten bailed out, and yet small businesses don't have access to the money that those people had access to.
I think you're right. I don't think Amex was one of the ones that got bailed out.
No. I didn't mean to associate with Amex, but
right.
but it's the kind of situation, Ivan, that makes people write about it when you give them the opportunity. I'll tell you that. Quick break. We're going to be right back. We got three more of these spouting off comments that Ivan's audience gave him. That's fascinating to know what people are thinking these days. And that's coming up in the next segment. 20, no, it's 10 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Ivan Meissner is our guest.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.